A pair of new Westminster organizations are set to deliver more programs and services to the community thanks to an extra boost in funding. Savage Production and Last Door Recovery Societies recently received a combined total of more than $57,000 from the latest round of BC Community Gaming Grants. The New West groups were two of 62 organizations across the province that were awarded $5.2 million, according to a news release today, April 24. Broken down, the local grants included $34,528 equals Savage Production Society, $22,926 equals Last Door Recovery Society, Savage Production Society, under the Arts and Culture section of the Gaming Grant rollout, is set to purchase specialized projection equipment in continuing to showcase original Indigenous through traditional and contemporary perspectives. Since 2004, the Society works with Indigenous theater and film artists to create content that reflects our worldview. For both professional and community settings, its website reads. Meanwhile, the Last Door Recovery Society's earnings will be put towards renovations on one of its 12 residential treatment center units. Located on 8th Street, the New West organization helps adults, teens and their families recover from addictions, such as drug and alcohol, a mission it's upheld for more than 35 years. The residential units, according to its website, are catered to male patients. The family program and transitional living aspects are designed to facilitate both genders and all ages. Nonprofit organizations provide programs and services that people count on, helping them with affordable housing, healthcare, community safety, the cost of living and more, said Megan Dykeman, BC's Parliamentary Secretary for Community Development and Nonprofits, in a statement from the province. These grants are vital because they support projects that make the amazing work nonprofits do in our communities possible. For more information on community gaming grants, you can visit the BC government's website.